ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 7. I'm thinking about what to do later in Japan.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you learn how to express your intentions or thoughts.
そうです。さっちゃんさっちと思っている。
This conversation takes place on the street.
道で友達が二人話しています。
Conversations between two friends.
遠い歩さんと近森渡るさんです。
The speakers are friends. Therefore, the speakers will be speaking informally.
そうですね。カジュアルな会話です。
Now, listeners, don't forget you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So, if you have a question
or some feedback,
please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. If you don't have a lifetime account, stop by JapanesePod101.com and get a free lifetime account. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ah, 面白かった。一年ぶりに映画見た。ずっと見たいと思っていたんだ。
これから友達と飲みに行こうと思ってるんだ。よかったら一緒に来ない？
彼の具合が悪いからお見舞いに行こうと思ってたんだ。
そっか、彼氏来られなくて残念だったね。え？あれ、歩の彼氏じゃない？
え？
ほら、あの花束を持ってる人。
どの人？
山川病院の前にいる人。
あ、本当だ。体調が悪いから病院に行くんだと思う。
でも花束持ってるよ。
どういうこと？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ああ、面白かった。一年ぶりに映画見た。ずっと見たいと思っていたんだ。
これから友達と飲みに行こうと思ってるんだ。よかったら一緒に来ない？
彼の具合が悪いからお見舞いに行こうと思ってたんだ。
そっか、彼氏来られなくて残念だったね。え、あれ、歩の彼氏じゃない？
え？
ほら、あの花束を持っている人。
どの人？
山川病院の前にいる人。
本当だ。体調が悪いから病院に行くんだと思う。
でも花束持ってるよ。
どういうこと？
今度は英語が入ります。
あー、面白かった。一年ぶりに映画見た。
Ah, that was really interesting. First movie I've seen in a whole year.
ずっと見たいと思っていたんだ。
I was wanting to see it for ages.
これから友達と飲みに行こうと思ってるんだ。よかったら一緒に来ない？
I'm thinking about going drinking with some friends after this. If you like, why don't you come along?
彼の具合が悪いからお見舞いに行こうと思ってたんだ。
My boyfriend's not feeling well, so I was thinking I'd go and visit him.
そっか、彼氏来られなくて残念だったね。
I see. It's a shame your boyfriend couldn't come.
え？あれ、アユムの彼氏じゃない？
Huh? アユム？ Isn't that your boyfriend?
え？
Huh?
ほら、あの花束を持っている人。
Look, that person with the bouquet of flowers.
どの人？
Which person?
山川病院の前にいる人。
The person standing in front of 山川 hospital.
あ、本当だ。体調が悪いから病院に行くんだと思う。
Ah, so it is. He's not feeling well, so he's probably going to the hospital.
でも、花束持ってるよ。
But he's holding a bouquet of flowers.
どういうこと？
What's going on?
はい、ここから本当の話のスタートですね。
So this is where the real story starts from.
レッスン1からレッスン6までのダイアログは全部説明でした。
Ah, so the story from lesson 1 to lesson 6 was just a prelude. The story is getting pretty complicated.
はい。
And there's quite a few characters, right?
そうね。まず、大空春也さんと下山慎さん。
春也、大空 and 新下山 who look exactly alike?
そうです。この二人はそっくりなんですね。And they don't know each other. で、遠い歩さんと下山慎さんは付き合っています。
So the girl who appeared in this dialogue, 歩 is going out with 慎 but they're not married yet.
そうです。No. でも、春也さんは結婚しています。奥さんの名前はミウです。ミウさんは赤ちゃんを産んで病院にいます。
ああ、Haruya has a wife, Miyu, who's in the hospital because she's just had a baby. I remember now. Haruya was buying flowers at the florist.
あ、そうそう、そうですね。
So the man who Ayumu saw was not her boyfriend, but
Haruya.
So it wasn't Shin, it was Haruya.
かもしれませんね。Could be.
Okay, so please stay tuned to find out what happens next. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. Naomi-sensei, first word.
ずっと
For a long time.
ずっとずっと
Next, we have a phrase.
よかったら
If you like, if you don't mind.
よかったらよかったら
Next.
残念
Too bad, regrettable. Deplorable.
残念残念
Next.
持つ
To hold, to carry, to possess.
持つ持つ
Next.
どういうこと
What's that supposed to mean?
どういうことどういうこと
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
持つ
To hold, to carry.
In the dialogue, Wataru said, 花束を持っている人
The person holding a bouquet of flowers, or the person with a bouquet of flowers.
持つ also means to have, as in possess. But if you want to say, I have something, you have to use the te form plus いる。
So, 持ってます means to have or to possess.
はい、そうです。For example, 私は車を持っています。I have a car.
It's not 私は車を持ちます。
違いますね。No. And this 持っています means you possess something, as in you own something. So, you cannot say 彼氏を持っています to mean I have a boyfriend.
So, in that case, you have to say
彼氏がいます。
Naomi-sensei, 持ってる literally means holding, and it can also mean possess.
はい。
But it seems like in the case of another person, you can't use this because they have their own will.
そうね。
And you can't control them. And I think that's why, like, with pets and things too, things that kind of move to some degree independently of what you want, you can't use this. You would use aru or iru.
そうですね。You have to respect the person.
Okay, so what's next?
Next, we have the phrase, よかったら。
If you want, if you like, or if it's okay. よかった means it was good, and the たらor ら here means if. So, よかったら literally means if it was good.
便利なフレーズですよね。
Very useful. This phrase is often used when inviting someone to do something or making a request. Naomi-sensei.
はい。
よかったらサンプルセンテンスを言ってください。If you please, or if it's okay, please give us a sample sentence.
Sure.
よかったら一緒に映画に行きませんか?
If you like, want to come see a movie with me? Or won't you see a movie with me? Lastly, we have...
どういうこと?
What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean? どういう means what kind, what way, or how. And こと means thing, matter, or reason. The phrase... どういうこと is a question expressing disbelief, irritation, and so on.
そうですね。And some people pronounce いう in どういう as you. Do you know what I mean? So you might hear people saying どういうこと?
It actually, a lot of times, sounds more like you. I usually say どういうこと or どういう意味. Is that also right?
そうですね。どういう意味?同じですね。It's the same. But if you're asking the meaning of a word, どういう意味 is better.
どういうこと is maybe more like what's going on.
あ、そうですね。Right. そうだと思います。I think so.
Naomi-sensei, you just used our grammar point. と思います。
はい。
On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say, I'm thinking about doing something or I was thinking about doing something in Japanese.
This lesson's target phrase is と思っている。
Now, as you learned in the beginner series, season 4, lesson 36, such and such と思う means I think that.
Right. と is a quotation particle and 思う is to think. So, for example, ピーターは面白いと思う。
I think Peter is funny. Now, what we're going to cover in this lesson, the volitional form of a verb plus と思ってる. This corresponds to, I'm thinking about doing something, or I'm planning on doing something, in English. Naomi-sensei, can we hear a sample sentence?
Sure. 大学院に行こうと思っている.
I'm thinking about going to graduate school.
行こう is the volitional form of a verb, 行く, to go. So, 大学院に行こう means,
Let's go to graduate school.
And と marks the end of a quotation, and 思っている means thinking.
So, 大学院に行こうと思ってる literally, let's go to graduate school, thinking. Of course it means I'm thinking about going to graduate school.
そうですね。Let's do more examples. 日本語を勉強する is
To study Japanese.
To say I'm thinking about studying Japanese at graduate school is
At graduate school is 大学院でThe volitional form of 勉強する is 勉強しよう. So, that would be 大学院で日本語を勉強しようと思ってる.
Right. そうです。大学院で日本語を勉強しようと思っている.
Now, this と思ってる is also used with phrases that express one's desire, such as 体 form, 欲しい, etc. By adding と思ってる, you can imply that you've been thinking about it for a while, right?
そうですね。If you say, あなたと結婚したい。
I want to marry you.
It's not clear when you started feeling like that. Have you always been thinking that? Or did you think that for now? But if you say, あなたと結婚したいと思っている, it sounds like you've been thinking about it for a while.Of course, the meaning of あなたと結婚したい and あなたと結婚したいと思っている are the same, but the nuance is a bit different.
That definitely makes sense. So, Naomi-sensei, do you have any plans this weekend?
I'm not sure, but if I can get up early,
買い物に行こうと思っています。テレビを買おうと思っています。
So you're thinking about going shopping and buying a TV.
そうです。How about you, Peter? Other than 仕事をしようと思っています。Of course.
Besides working?
はい。
映画を見ようと思っています。
人で？
一人で。
ああ、そうですか。
So I'm thinking about going to see a movie by myself.
I see. Have fun.
一緒に行きませんか？ Would you like to go with me?
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Remember, in the lesson notes, there's a chart and explanation about how you can express your feelings with a reason. So, be sure to read that.
レッスンノート読んでくださいね。じゃあまた。
あー、面白かった。1年ぶりに映画見た。ずっと見たいと思っていたんだ。
これから友達と飲みに行こうと思ってるんだ。よかったら一緒に来ない？
彼の具合が悪いからお見舞いに行こうと思ってたんだ。
そっか、彼氏来られなくて残念だったね。え？あれ、歩の彼氏じゃない？
え？
ほら、あの花束を持ってる人。
どの人？
山川病院の前にいる人。
あ、本当だ。体調が悪いから病院に行くんだと思う。
でも花束持ってるよ。
どういうこと？